The U.S. takes a tougher stance with ag trade. Next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
All-terrain vehicles have become standard equipment on farms and ranches. While useful for work, they're also recreational, but they can pose a safety issue for kids in particular. Make sure operators wear helmets and are schooled in safe use. High-speed crashes and rollovers can be avoided. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Catching up on 30 years of lost time. That's how the country's chief agricultural negotiator, Julie Callahan, describes the current ag trading attitude by the U.S.
Really, for decades, the United States had operated under a system where our market was largely open, and farmers and producers really were paying the price for this very unlevel playing field, and foreign producers were benefiting by the openness of the U.S. market. Fortunately, that is no longer the case.
In short, says Callahan, no more Mr. Nice Guy.
The president has been very clear that continuing to treat U.S. farmers and ranchers badly will come with real consequences. So not just talking about you need to treat us fairly, but really having that follow through has given us the leverage to get the deals in writing and signed that we needed to get to address many of these trade barriers.
So far, the results have paid off. Callahan says ag trade deficits during the Trump administration have been falling significantly, importing less, she adds, while exporting more ag products. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.